What is your God's name? Part 42. Antwoord vir Sy Aanhefstredding, hy sal die first assembly of your Joshua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any information or even information about the books which I've written, please contact us at our WhatsApp number. It's international plus 27 number 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are going to participate in the study. You are very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've already missed quite a bit of information. It's very, very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications. Please share this link with your friends and family and everybody that you care for. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and a writing pad. It's very important to note that we do not associate ourselves with the following groups, any messianic groups: the Israel Vision Group, the Hebrew Roots Movement, the Sacred Name Movement, the Yam Movement, the Jehovah Witness Movement, or the Seventh-day Adventists. Instead, we are not affiliated to any church, denomination, or organization, in the word. We are only an end-time Bible study group. We are mainly using the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the 1816 version, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Brian Rottenham, where the name Jesus was originally Yahweh Shua. The name God was originally called Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. And we refer to ourselves as Yahvist, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing to you in the wonderful name of Yahweh Shua. Hallelujah. We are going to continue where we left off last week. It's also still important to always wash my hands. Centuries ago, angels appeared to Joseph in a dream, announced that Miriam will give birth to a son. The son shall receive his name. Who's his? The father's name. A name of great significance. Not just any name shall he be given to him, but in fact the name Yahweh Shua. They also say, you can see the Holy Bible, Matthew 1 verse 21. For the command is, he, Yahweh Shua, shall save his people Israel, from their sins. How many of you know that Yahweh Shua originally came for Israel and not for the Gentiles? Yahweh Shua's ministry of 3 years, 2 years of his ministry, he only ministered to his people, Israel, the Hebrew people, in the third year, well, the end of the second year, to the end of his resurrection. Yahweh Shua ministered to the Gentiles. Why? Because Yahweh closed the ears and the eyes and the ears of Israel not to accept him as the Messiah or their Savior. I just want to go down here. Not just any name shall be given to him, but in fact the name Yahweh Shua was given because he shall save his people, that's Israel, from their sins. Clearly, a paradox exists concerning the previous information as compared to contemporary translation editions of Scripture. An angel sent by Elohim himself instructs Joseph, he shall call his name Jesus. Is this true? Could the angel ever said to Joseph he must call his name Jesus while there was no letter J even in the Greek or Hebrew alphabet up till now, 1624, then only with the letter J created, 1524, the 16th century, with the letter J created in order to create the name Jesus. In fact, can anybody unequivocally say that the name Jesus or stroke Jesus constitute the same value or meaning as Emmanuel, El, Yahweh El Elohim, with us? Never. Never. Doesn't even come near. Did he, Yahushua, not say, listen to this, I have come in the name of my Father. What's his Father's name? Yahweh. What's his name? Yahushua. That is John 5 verse 43. My question to you is, what's the Father's name? Was it Jesus or Jesus? Or even worth Zeus or Ra? Never. He came in his Father's. Otherwise you must take and tear out of your Bible John 5 verse 43. I've come in the name of my Father. I've come in the name of my Father. Can the name of our Father be detected in the name Jesus? Impossible. Worse even, they in the Roman Catholic Church simply translated his authentic holy name, Yahushua, to Jesus, strike Jesus. Can anybody ever change the name of the Holy One? What a horrible thought, just to think about it. Yeah, Prophet, you changed the name from Jesus, the Holy One, to Yahushua. No. I haven't done any sin. It was the Catholics between 100 and 127 AY after Yahushua when they did the four Gospels where they translated it, the name Yahushua, to Jesus. And for the next 5,500 years, in all Roman Catholic Bibles, when referred to Yahushua, they called him Jesus, I-S-I-S, today, stroke, Jesus. Can anybody change his name? No. Come, let's read Psalms 89, verse 34. I, Yahweh Elohim, in brackets, will not violate my covenant, and that which that proceedeth out of my lips, will I, Yahweh Elohim, not alter. What did Yahweh say? The angel said, Yahweh says, you must call him what? Yahushua. If it's translated, it means Emmanuel, Yahweh, or El, because El is the title of Yahweh. El, Eloah, Elu, it's all titles, Yah, Y-A-H, Yah, it's all titles of Yahweh. He would never over his lips have announced a pagan God's name. The name of the Almighty Yahweh El Elim is highly exalted and separated name. A name that could never be changed, translated, or reframed by anyone in the world. But the Catholics and the Bible societies has done it. World Bible Federations has done it. It is truly unbelievable the way the Roman Catholic Bible translators keep on changing names at random, and in the process destroy the holiness of the original ancient Hebrew sacred names of the Almighty, which is Yahweh El Elohim. Hallelujah. His son Yahushua and the Ruach HaKodesh. They do it year after year after year. And I believe this is why Yahweh has brought this massive revelation to South Africa. I believe it. Where Yahweh has anointed me and Pastor Rika, my wife, to take this gospel of salvation and preach it unto the world in any way we can. Instagram, Telegram, Dropbox, Facebook, YouTube. There is not an internet platform that we are not using, preaching the gospel of salvation in different languages. Isn't that wonderful? Now you must tie your seatbelt. And you must be honest, answering the questions that I will be asking. Yahweh El Elohim revealed his name to Saul in a Hebrew language and not in any Greek language. Did you know that? Yes. We will see when the angel spoke there in Acts 26, verse 14 and 15. It was Yahshua that spoke to Saul before he came to Paul on the Damascus road. He says he spoke to him in a Hebrew language, not even a Greek language. No Greek names. Yahweh revealed his name to Saul in a Hebrew language and not in any Greek language on the road to Damascus. Saul is in shining by a bright light and he is flung to the ground. And the voice in Hebrew language announced, in what language? A Hebrew language. I am Jesus whom you persecuted. Do you believe that? Would the voice have said, I am Jesus whom thou hast persecuted? It is rather far-fetched to believe that this was the authentic name heard by Saul when the Almighty spoke to him on the way to Damascus. I, Saul, heard a voice speaking unto me, saying, in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecute me? I, Saul, said, who art thou? He said, I am Yahshua, not Jesus, because the name Jesus never exists, whom thou hast persecuted, according to Acts 26, verse 14 and 15. Saul could only have heard this in a Hebrew language. It is important that the Almighty would renounce his most exalted name, announcing to Saul, I am Jesus. Would he have said, I am Jesus? And later permitted to be translated as, I am Jesus? Or would he have said, I am Isos? Let's go back. You must remember, they called him Isis, the Greeks. When they did the translation, they translated from Yahshua, between 100 and 127, to Isis, or Isios. There's two ways of doing spelling it. And then later, in the 16th century, they would translate Isios to Jesios or Jesus. Would Yahweh have permitted that? It's simply not possible. Why are the atrocities by the Roman Bible translators allowed? Would the Holy King Yahshua defame his holy name? Never. Thus allowing the idolist name, Isis or Jesus, through his holy lips. He, the eternal, the great I am, El Shaddai, who appeared to Abram in a person in Mesopotamia. Why would he change his name? Can you answer me? See how it starts opening. It's like a sunflower flower in the field. In the morning it's closed, and as the sun comes up, it just opens up. When studying the following scripture, it is evident how one scripture is confirmed by the other scripture. We will first read the following three scriptures, and then shall we study them. Acts 22, verse 2, Acts 22, verse 2, verse 7, verse 8. Acts 22, verse 2, 7, and 8. Verse 2. And when they, in brackets, who traveled with Saul, heard that he, that Saul, spoke in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept them more silent, and he said, verse 7, and I, Saul, fell unto the ground. Now he's explaining to them, because the Bible says they didn't see anything and they didn't hear anything. Now Saul is explaining to them that Yahweh spoke to him in a Hebrew language. And I, Saul, fell to the ground and heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? The question must be, who is this me? Verse 8, the answer, who art thou, Lord? Who art thou, Lord? Do you know the word Lord means God? The word Lord only came in the 13th century. They translate the word Lord from the word God. First it was God. And where did the word God come from? It came from the word Theos or Kyrios, which is Greek. And what did they do? Who was Theos and Kyrios? It was Nimrod, Ra, and Zeus, the sun gods, and Isis, the sun god. They were called gods, God. And then they brought the name Lord. Sometimes God, sometimes Lord. Did you know that the word Lord means Baal? Babel? He's an idol god? Go read Hosea 2 verse 15 and 16. 16 and 17. I'm taking from my head. Hosea 2 verse 16 and 17. You will no longer call me Lord, rather my hubby, my Baal. And he shall say, oh no, you're not. He will say, in thy name of the Lord I cast out demons and healed the sick. He shall say, go away, I know you're not. After reading these three scriptures, we now need to examine them to find out who is lying to whom. According to verse 2, the bystanders heard Saul speaking in a Hebrew voice. They didn't hear Yahushua speaking. They were heard Saul, because Saul could speak Greek and he could speak Hebrew and Aramaic. So he spoke in a Hebrew voice. They heard Saul speaking in a Hebrew language and not in a Greek tongue. Is this understood? Definitely. Now in verse 7, Saul is on the ground and he heard a voice saying to him. Now that him surely should have been a capital H. Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? The question is, who is me? According to verse 8, Saul asked a question, who art thou, Lord? He would have never said it. He couldn't have said it. Because the word Lord only came in the 13th, 16th century. First with one capital L and later to totally Lord. L-O-R-D, capital letters. The word Lord was only created in the 13th century. How is it possible that Saul could have heard this Greek word, Lord? Now for the next part. I am Jesus of Nazareth. How could the voice have said Jesus? If the name Jesus was only created by the Roman Catholic Church in the 16th century. The Greeks for 1,500 years to 600 years never knew the name Jesus. Never. He didn't exist. They were referring to him. They called him Isis or Isis, which is the sun god in Greek. In the 16th century, Isis became Jesus. Together we must now agree that the wording in our Bibles does not reflect the true situation of what was said. You must agree with me. Am I lying or am I giving you facts? In the following scripture, look at what Paul is about to say. Acts 9 verse 4 and 5. Verse 4. He says, and he, that Saul, fell to the earth, and heard a voice say unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? Now the question is, who is me? Verse 5. And he, Saul, said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom persecute. I am Jesus. And the Lord says, I am Jesus. So I thought the Lord was God, the creator of heaven and earth. Now the Lord is also Jesus. Doesn't make sense, eh? Verse 5. And he, Saul, said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. As an informed student now, we now know that the name Lord only came to existence in the 13th century, and thus could Saul never have heard the name Lord. The second part of verse 5 states, I am the Lord, and the Lord said, and the Lord said. Again, a lie. The word Lord or Lord in the Lord, one capital letter or all capital letters, that's why you must get the book, What is Your God's Name? The word Lord or Lord in the ancient Hebrew never exists. In no Hebrew, ancient Hebrews, that the word God ever or Lord ever exists. The word or Lord in the ancient Hebrew never exists. It is a Roman Catholic creation to supplement the name of Yahweh, our Elohim. The word Lord or God was a supplement which was created by the Catholics to replace the name Yahweh. That's why they used the word Kyrios and Theos, which later became Lord. Again, the wording of verse 5, I am Jesus whom thou persecute. We now know that this is a biggest lie the Roman Catholic Church ever created. Why? Because, as you know, the name Jesus only came into existence in the 16th century in Greek. For 1,600 years, that's he, Yahushua, was referred to as Isis or Isis. I-S-I-S is the one way of spelling it. Or Isios, I-E-S-O-U-S, and not Jesus. The Greeks, why have the Greeks, go find out in the Roman Catholic Church, in the old Bibles, when referring to Jesus, why for 1,500 to 1,600 years have they not once written or used the name Jesus in their Bibles? They use the word Isios. If the name exists, why haven't they used it for 1,500 to 600 years? Because there was no name like that. It was Isios, which became Jesus or Jesus. Note our Savior, which is Yahushua, could not have said Jesus, for the name Jesus or any other form does not and has never appeared in the original ancient Hebrew language. Later in this study shall we find that the name Jesus only came to existence in the 16th century because the letter J did not exist in the Greek alphabet until the 16th century. Now do me a favor, don't trust what I'm saying. Take your internet, go your computer, go on internet and just ask the question, when was the letter J created? In what century was the letter J created? And if it says in the 16th century, then you must fall on your knees and ask Yahweh to open his revelation words so that you can fully understand it. Not just understand it, but believe it. Why? Because the churches has lied to us all our lives. For more than 600 years, we were made to believe a Catholic lie. A pagan lie. Because Jesus means son God, not Son of God, Son God. In the next part of our study, shall we find that for ages the original ancient Hebrew name of Yahweh, Yod Hei Vav Hei, is actually Yod Aleph Hei Vav Aleph Hei in Hebrew, was so holy to every Israelite that they feared to utter His holy name in public. Now what they do is they use a tetragrammaton. What is a tetragrammaton? Yod Hei Vav Hei. Yod Hei Vav Hei. H-Y-V-H. The Vav is a V, it's not a W, it's a V. Psalms 111, verse 9 and 10. The holy name of Yahweh. Now I just want to say the name, the tetragrammaton, Yod Hei Vav Hei, is not God's name. I'm using the frame God. Let me put it otherwise. The letter Yod Hei Vav Hei, four letters, can never be Yahweh's full name. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yod Hei Vav Hei can never be Yahweh's full name. Because Yod Hei Vav Hei you can't pronounce. You need the two A's. Yod Aleph Hei Vav Aleph Hei. There's six letters, not four letters. There are many messianic people that will want you to believe that the tetragrammaton Yod Hei Vav Hei is God's name. It's not God's name. I always say it's His initials. It's four initials. You need the two consonants. Yod Aleph Hei is vowels. Yod Aleph Hei Vav Aleph Hei. You can't pronounce it. It's vowels. You need the consonants. Six letters. Yod Aleph Hei Vav Aleph Hei. Psalms 111 verse 9. And He, Yahweh El Elim, what's my end? Sent redemption unto His people. That's Israel. He, Yahweh El Elim, had commanded His covenant forever, holy and revered in His name. Holy and what? Holy and revered in what? His name. What is His name? God, Lord, Theos, Kyrios. No. It's not even Yod Hei Vav Hei. Because Yod Hei Vav Hei you can't announce, you can't speak it out, you can't pronounce it. The question must be, what name? Is it God? God? Capital God, four letters, one capital God, Yahweh? Yahweh with a J, Yahweh, or Yahweh with a Y, Jehovah with a J or a Y, or what other name? Through the ages, the Roman Catholic Church taught Bible translation can corrupt a text. Let me just read. Throughout ages, the Roman Catholic Church, through Bible translations and corrupted texts, corrupted the original holy sacred name of Yahweh Elohim to Yod Hei Vav Hei into pagan god names according to the recitation of the original sacred name Bible, the Rotten on verse. The Bible declares, holy and revered is the name Yahweh. Yahweh, six letters. Yod Aleph Hei Vav Aleph Hei. Y-H-V-A-H. Y-A-H-V-A-H, Yahweh. And this name was so holy unto Israel, they say, that only the high priest once a year, when he put the blood on the wings of the cherubs, when he offered unto the sins the atonement of the nation of Israel, then he used the name Yahweh once. Why can I today use the name Yahweh, my Elohim, 100 times a day? Because the veil in the temple has been torn from the top to the bottom. there where the high priest went once a year, through the veil, the blood of Yahushua, we entered into the uttermost holiest every day, 100 times, 200 times. And we can proclaim the name Yahushua, because he said, my people, is in Isaiah 6, verse, Isaiah 5, verse 43, 46, Isaiah 5, verse 46, 46. He says, my people shall know my name. My people shall know, Israel shall come to know his name. We as bride, as Yahfis, as part of the bride of Yahushua, we know his name. That's why we enter into the uttermost holiest 20, 30, 40, 50 times a day. We can call upon his name, the name. And then he went further, Yahweh went further, and he gave that same name to his son, Yahushua. Yahweh the Father, Yahweh the Son. But the Son has got the extra portion, Shua. Yahweh, Shua. The Shua means Redeemer and Savior. We became bride because of him being Shua. What a privilege. What a privilege. Verse 10. The fear of Yahweh our Elim, understanding, have all that that do is his. Commandment is Yahweh our Elim's. Praise his name forever. He endures forever. Yahweh endures his name. For the bride of Yahushua, even in the 21st century, his name, the name Yahushua, endures forever. It's forever and ever. He's Yahweh the Father, and we praise him through his son, Yahushua. The Shua is not our Messiah. We don't, as bride, have a Messiah. He can't be my Shua and my Messiah. Messiah means Savior still to be born. Hallelujah. My Savior doesn't need to be born. He was born 2,000 years ago. He died, he rose, and he ascended into heaven with a promise. He's coming back to take us where he is. If Yahweh tarries to come and it is well, next time we will continue in the scriptures, revealing the wonderful name of Yahweh El Elyon. Try and get the book, What is Your God's Name, which I've written. So see, A5 book, 500 plus pages, is available. Contact us. Send this link to your friends and family and let them get to know the truth about the corruption that happened in Bible translations. Till next time, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.